announced the purchase of the Versace fashion house from U.S. luxury group Capri Holding in a cash deal valued at just under $1.5 billion. Capri includes brands like Michael Kors and Jimmy Choo, and they paid $2 billion for Versace a few years ago. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com present the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital.
Now, here's Mark Bailey.
Good morning. It is 8:06. I'm Mark Bailey. Cameron Eisenberg is handling things on the other side of the glass today. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, the 10th of April. We are steering toward the end of the week. And here's what we're doing this morning. First half of the show, Rachel Fox is going to join us, Hood River County Library District Director. We are going to talk about Feast of Words, the annual event. It's, I think, now their 12th annual event, I do believe, and they are going to be doing that coming up in a couple of weeks at the library. We'll talk about what they've got planned and what they're going to use the money for that they're fundraising. Second half of the show, Ellen Woods Potter is going to join us, the executive director of the Dallas Arts Center. They've got a new exhibit starting up next week, and they've got some associated events with that, so we'll talk about that with Ellen coming up on the show here this morning. But first, as we always do, let's tell you about what this event, or this day rather, is about and what it means, at least to some people. I think I say that every day. I didn't do it right that time. 1866, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, founded in New York by Henry Berg. In 1912, the British liner RMS Titanic set sail from Southampton, England, bound for New York on its ill-fated maiden voyage. 1919, Mexico revolutionary Emiliano Zapata assassinated by forces loyal to Mexican President Venustiano Carranza. 1963, the nuclear submarine USS Thresher sank deep during deep diving tests east of Cape Cod, killing all 129 aboard. 1971, the U.S. table tennis team arrived in China at the invitation of the communist government for a goodwill visit that came to be known as ping-pong diplomacy. 1998, the Northern Ireland peace talks concluded as negotiators signed the Good Friday Agreement, a landmark settlement to end 30 years of bitter rivalries and bloody attacks. And in 2019, scientists released the first image ever made of a black hole, revealing a fiery donut-shaped object in a galaxy 55 million light years from Earth. Days for today. It is Encourage a Young Writer Day today. It is Global Work from Home Day today, if you're able to do that. It's Golfers Day today. I believe that's simply because today's the day the Masters starts. It is underway in Augusta, Georgia right now. It's National Farm Animals Day today. It's National Hug Your Dog Day today. Something I tend to do a lot. Actually, my dog tends to flop over and want belly rubs, but that's just my dog. It's Poem in Your Pocket Day today, which I guess is kind of with the Young Writer Day. It's Safety Pin Day today, so we salute the very utilitarian safety pin. And it's Siblings Day today. For food today, got a good one. It's National Cinnamon Crescent Day today. Crescent rolls with some cinnamon in them. Sounds like a good start to a day. So there it all is for what it's worth. May not be a whole lot. 8:09 in the morning, Rachel Fox will join us, Hood River County Library District Director, when we come back.
Looking for treasures and a great cause? Come to Rummage for a Reason, the Soroptimist Rummage Sale, April 12th at the White Salmon Grange. Shop gently used clothes, household items, and more, all while supporting education and training programs for women and girls here in the Gorge. Every dollar raised helps women live their dreams through economic empowerment thanks to Soroptimist volunteers dedicated to making a difference. Find your next favorite thing and give back at Rummage for a Reason, April 12th from 9 to 5 at the White Salmon Grange.
At Carrier, we know that a comfortable home is a happy one. Whether it's with innovative breakthroughs in heating and cooling efficiency or with different ways to control your home's temperature air quality, we're always imagining new ways to make your home totally comfortable. Oregon Equipment's been serving you since 1946 and looks forward to keeping you comfortable while saving you money throughout the year. Yep, since 1946. Living local, buying local, and supporting local. OregonEquipment.com.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
8:11 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. We're happy to have with us on the phone from the River Library District, the District Director, Rachel Fox. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Looks like we're going to have at least some sun to start with today. We're supposed to get some rain a little later on, but looks like it's going to be all right today. But let us talk a little bit about what you guys have got going on here. A Feast of Words annual event. It's actually the 12th year that you have put this on. And Rachel, for those who aren't familiar, tell us what Feast of Words is.
Yeah, so Feast of Words, it's an annual fundraiser for the library district, and it's hosted by the Library Foundation. And so each year we pick special projects to work on. And this year we're going to be focusing on RFID and a new website.
Well, let's start by talking about the event first here. And what makes this event a bit unique is that it's you don't go somewhere to do this. You actually hold this right at your main branch of the Hood River Library in downtown Hood River.
That's correct. We open up the library and there is music, dancing, food, and activities for children. So it's all hosted here at the Hood River Library.
So what sort of things do you have planned for this go-around?
Yeah, so we're going to have appetizers and desserts from several different local vendors, which is Boda's Kitchen, Salilo Restaurant, Dog River, Lake Taco, Palente Pizza, River Days Cafe, Rosars, and Three Rivers Grill. We're also going to have beer from Ferment Brewing Company and wines by Peter Cushman. We're going to have live music performed by Funk Ship, and then we also have a live auction hosted by auctioneer Steve King. In addition to our live auction, we also have a wine wall, raffle baskets.
Okay, so this is a fairly, it's an informal event, isn't it? I mean, people walk around and enjoy themselves.
Exactly, yes. It's a great way to connect with people in your community and just have a really good time.
How much are tickets?
So the tickets are $30 per person for adults. And they can be purchased online. We also have paper tickets here at the Hood River Library. But children under 17 that are accompanied by their parents receive free admission. And we have librarians that will be entertaining the children down in the children's library with activities and games.
I was going to ask what you have planned for the kids here, because a lot of what you describe, the adults enjoy, but being for kids, you got to be a little different, don't you?
It is. So downstairs, we have our famous makerspace where there's lots of crafting that can happen. We're going to have a movie playing. We're going to serve pizza and then just have some other crafts available for kids to enjoy.
So this is going to be Saturday, April 26th, 5:30 to 8 in the evening at the Hood River Library. I will come back to remind everybody again about how to get tickets here in a moment. But let's go into what you're raising the funds for this year. You guys have a couple things that you pick out. The first thing you mentioned, I think, was a bit of an acronym here, so I'm going to need some definition on this. RFID.
Yes. So we are going to implement radio frequency identification, and that goes in our library materials. And so patrons might have experienced this at other libraries, such as over in White Salmon or in the Dalles. It's basically a tag that goes inside the book, and it's going to make check out and check in a lot easier. So basically, you can set several items on a pad, and it will check the items out or in. And so it works about 3 to 4 times faster than our current barcode, where you have to scan each item when you check out or in. But it also is going to enhance our self-service. We're going to have reliable self-checkout stations. And it also helps us do like a rapid inventory of our entire system. We just have a wand that we go along the stacks, and we're able to find missing items quite easily and then get an accurate catalog updated. And then also, it just means that we're going to have less time scanning and we'll have more time for helping our patrons.
Boy, libraries have come a long way from the stamped date cards in the book. I remember those as a kid at the Eugene Library was, and the list, you almost could tell who had checked out the books.
Yes, you could.
from the list of them there. I take it that from what you just described here, that this is going to provide efficiencies, A, for staff, and B, probably on a money budget side as well.
It definitely will, yes. All around, it's going to make everything more efficient.
I'm interested in knowing, because you have the barcodes now.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally we will get the stories of somebody turning in a library book they found that somebody in their family checked out 80 years ago, things like that.
Yes.
How difficult is it? You have such a varied inventory to be able to keep track and make sure you still have everything.
Well, everything's just automated now. We have an integrated system and a catalog, so it's pretty easy to maintain records. I think what this system in particular is going to help us with is it's hard. It just is very time-consuming to do an inventory and, scan every single item. Yeah. So sometimes things are misplaced, and this will allow us to easily find misplaced items.
Now, will this, you mentioned, does this go into everything? I mean, libraries now are so much more than just books on a shelf. You've got all the media that you have. And I think of some of the old stuff you have, from old newspapers, et cetera. I mean, is this something that can go into everything?
It can. It can go into DVDs. We still have audio CDs. Mm-hmm. It can go into magazines and books as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you mentioned now you're going to be able to do it. Is it going to be pretty much self-checkout now?
Well, it'll be both. We're still happy to help patrons, but it'll be a lot easier. I think our system right now is a little clunky, and so many people come to us to check things out, but we're still happy to check things out for people, but it's going to be so much easier for patrons.
So how much does it take to get something like this set up? It sounds like you mentioned that other libraries in the area already have this.
Yeah, so it's going to be time-consuming. We're going to have to have a period where we probably are going to utilize some of our amazing volunteers and staff to go in and tag. So we basically have to tag every single item, and we have about 80,000 items in our collection.
That will take a while. but also, will this be integrated into, because you've got your branches in Cascade Locks and Parkdale, you've got the bookmobile. Are you going to be able to integrate this system into those areas as well?
Yes, it'll be for our entire district.
Okay, so that'll take place. And then you've got a second thing that after I talked about this, now my mind has completely drawn a blank here, and I cannot recall what number 2 is in the fundraising effort.
So we are going to have a new website, and I'm extremely excited about this as well. So this new website's going to have a user-friendly design, so people will be able to navigate it quite easily, and it'll be simplified, so it'll be easier to find information. But two great things we're going to be adding is we are going to have a really high-quality program calendar, because we've done so many programs now. Like last year, we had 335 programs, and we had 12,455 people attend them.
Wow.
So it'll be easy to find, like, children's programs, teens, adults, and then you can set up reminders to get emails, and then you can register right there. And then as well, we're also going to have an automated meeting room. We have a public meeting room that we had about 497 people use last year, and so we'll also have an automated system for that. So it'll streamline things for staff, but also for the users of our meeting room. It'll be easy to cancel. They'll get reminders when their meeting is scheduled. So all around, it's going to be really helpful.
So all that part of what the fundraiser, the Feast of Words, is going to do, I'm going to ask you in a moment, we'll go through the ticket information again. Well, as long as I've got you here, I did want to ask you about, because one of the stories lately that have come through from the state government level and the federal government level has been a department I really didn't know existed, to be honest. I think it was Library and Museum Services federal at the federal level, and now it's not there. How is this all impacting our local libraries?
So in particular, it's going to impact our libraries in several ways, but the main one is that we have something called, we're part of the SAGE library system, so we're a consortium of about 77 member libraries, and so the consortium received funding, about $80,000 per year, to fund the courier. So it's actually the courier system that drives in between these libraries, so we get deliveries 5 days a week, and so that is going to impact that. And so we just had a meeting with the SAGE User Council, and so we're trying to find long-term funding for that. But in the short term, we're still waiting to hear, the state librarian is, whether the funding up through 25-26, whether we'll still receive that. If not, what we're going to do is the entire consortium is going to do fundraising to fund it for this next fiscal year, and then we'll have to look into long-term funding.
Now, I take it what this the courier system is, and I think I seem to recall when this all got started. You know, let's say I'm in Hood River. There's something in the Dalles that I would like to check out for whatever reason. You were able to kind of go back and forth, weren't you?
That's correct. Yep. And we get those deliveries 5 days a week. We're one of the largest borrowers, so we borrowed almost 13,000 items from these other libraries. And it spans about 15 counties of Eastern and Central Oregon. Mm-hmm. And many of these libraries are really small libraries, so they don't have a large budget to purchase new items. So it's really helpful. And so, you know, it allows us to all share our items. We don't have enough space to carry like every series that there is. And so this is like a really valuable service, not just for us, but for all the libraries in our consortium.
And I would imagine especially valuable for all the smaller communities, which I'll include Hood River and the Dalles in that group, as you said, to be able to expand what they have and make offerings more available to everybody.
That's true. Last year, the SAGE Library Courier System transported 91,582 items across those 15 rural counties.
Wow, so that's quite a bit. I'm sure a lot of it involved people doing things for educational purposes.
Yes, absolutely.
Studying, et cetera. So we'll have to keep an eye out on that. How much does it take to operate that?
About $120,000, and so the SAGE contributes about $40,000, and so then we need to raise that $80,000 that the IMLS was funding through grants.
So we will follow and see how that works out here for the next little while. But again, let's talk Feast of Words. The fundraiser, it is coming up on Saturday, April 26th, so 2 weekends from now, at the Hood River Library, 5:30 to 8:30. And once again, Rachel, how people can get tickets to this?
They can go online. There's a link just right on our website, but they can also come buy tickets at the Hood River Library or at the door itself.
So $30, again, I assume hoodriverlibrary.org, the website, to you can at least get a link to the tickets.
Correct.
At that point. And I think you mentioned that 17 and under are free?
That's correct, and there will be activities and games down in the children's library for them.
The always popular event, 12th Annual Hood River Library District Feast of Words, again, coming up Saturday, April 26th, 5:30 to 8 in the Hood River Library. And go to hoodriverlibrary.org and get your tickets. And again, it's always a fun event. Again, fundraising for a very good cause. Rachel Foxham with us from the Hood River Library District. Rachel, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
It is 8:23 in the morning. We will come back and give you what's in the news. Then in the second half of the program, we are going to be joined by, from the Dallas Arts Center, Ellen Woods Potter, Angela Goldsmith and Friends, Curious Animals. That is the focus of their exhibit that's going to open up next Thursday. And we'll talk to Ellen about that in the second half of MCT. And that will be coming up after the news, which follows these important messages.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh baked goodies, handcrafted treasures, and more. It's time for the Blossom Craft and Quilt Show, celebrating 28 years of kicking off craft season in Hood River. Explore 70 vendors offering everything from jewelry and patio decor to plants, quilting, and pastries. Rain or shine, we're blooming with fun. So grab your umbrella and sunglasses. You'll need both for the Blossom Craft and Quilt Show this weekend, 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 at the Hood River Fairgrounds. And let's spring into shopping.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Hey, this is Craig Morgan. Put the phone away or pay. We see them every day, people driving using their phones. There's the sneaker peeker or the fast scroller who can quickly become the fender benderer, the get a ticketer, or the driver who killed someone. Using your phone while driving could kill someone. Put the phone away or pay.
Furnished by NHTSA.
During spring, weather conditions can make protecting our vital crops very difficult. Be listening for the Bi-Coastal Media Columbia Gorge Fruit Growers Frost Reports every evening with meteorologist Jeff Lindsley on KIHR and KCGB. It's vital information for growers, gardeners, and hobbyists. Brought to you by Duckwall Fruit, Chad Munzer Repair, Diamond Fruit, Umpqua Bank, Hood River Supply, Orchard View Farms, Carson Propane, and Mount Adams Fruit.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the Gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road, on the Heights in Hood River.
8:26 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today on a Thursday morning. Let's take a look at what's in the news. Winter can be a slower time for search and rescue operations in the Gorge, but Skamania County reporting that it's not the case this year. The Skamania County Sheriff's Office says during the months that should be slow, the county experienced record-setting mission numbers during the first quarter of 2025. During the months of January, February, and March, the Skamania County Sheriff's Office handled 13 search and rescue missions. That's a 550% increase from 2024's mission numbers from the same time period. Five of the six search and rescue calls took place in January, two in February, and six in March. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek's proposal to give state agencies more authority to intervene earlier in Oregon's contaminated groundwater areas met massive opposition at its first public hearing. The Oregon Capitol Chronicle says two rooms and two separate hearings were scheduled Tuesday to accommodate all the people who went to the Capitol to offer testimony on Senate Bill 1154 during a meeting of the Senate Natural Resources and Wildfire Committee. The bill sent to the Senate Rules Committee without recommendation, where it will receive another public hearing in the weeks ahead. Bill advocates say it would provide much-needed updates to the state's Groundwater Quality Protection Act, first passed in 1989. Those opposed say the bill would allow state agencies broader authority to do water and soil testing and monitoring on private property without landowner consent, and that it could lead to state agencies cutting off water to some. As an investigation into a cyber attack is underway at the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ did not say what type of data has been compromised. They have yet to determine the source of the attack. DEQ spokesperson Lauren Wirtz says the full extent of the impact is not yet clear. Word it says DEQ has been working with Enterprise Information Systems, which administers the state information technology and cybersecurity controls, to shut down all computer systems as quickly as possible and to provide isolation until the attack is contained. DEQ's online information management tool, Your DEQ Online, which allows people to submit applications, make payments, and post public comments, among others, has not been affected because it is hosted by a third party on different servers. Law enforcement officials releasing the identities of the mother and her three young children found dead in Cornelius on Tuesday. The mother identifies 37-year-old Hong Fuong Lee, according to the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Her three young children identified as her 7-year-old son, Van Tien Dam, and her two daughters, 5-year-old Han Gan Dam and 2-year-old Vienna Mai Dam. The 5-year-old and 7-year-old had both been students at Cornelius Elementary School. The sheriff's office said they're in contact with the school district to ensure timely communication reaches those who knew them. Washington County deputies responded to the home after receiving a call from someone who reported finding the family Tuesday afternoon. When officials arrived, they found the woman and her three children deceased. Very few other details have been released yet. Weather forecast. It is calling for cloudy skies this morning. Look for partly cloudy skies in the Dalles area this afternoon, but rain likely in the Hood River area. Highs upper 60s to low 70s. West winds become gusty to 25 miles per hour in the Eastern Gorge to 35 in the Hood River area and westward. Current temperatures at this time in the Dalles and Hood River is both at 48 degrees. 8:30 in the morning. More Mid-Columbia Today after this.
Hi, it's Melissa at Del Carpine Automotive. You know how long 10 minutes is? It's how long it takes me to wrangle my dog into the car most days. Yep, it's also how close we are to our old location. We are now neighbors to Adopt-A-Dog, just a quick drive up the hill. Same team, same top-notch service, and a bigger space to handle all makes and models. Have you been putting off getting the scheduled maintenance done on your vehicle? Come see us. At Del Carpine Automotive, no job is too big or too small. We work on them all, and we are family-owned and Columbia Gorge strong.
Hey, my name is Nee Addy, and I'm the Chief Marketing Officer of Philo, the TV streaming service that puts its audience first. What does that mean? It means no hidden fees and no long contracts. It means 24/7 customer support with real people. And it means the easiest and most affordable way to watch the stuff you love to watch. Live TV from networks like A&E, BET, Nickelodeon, and Discovery. All the groundbreaking blockbusters from AMC+. A huge library of movies and shows on demand that you can stream now or save to rewatch for up to a year and fast forward through commercials. We even have more than 100 channels that are always free, even if you pause or cancel your subscription. And the best part? TV shouldn't break the bank. So all of this is just $28 a month when you sign up at philo.tv. Check us out risk-free. That's philo.tv.
And the Kraken go up 2-0. Brandon Tanev!
It's the return of Seattle Kraken hockey. Don't miss the season-long action right here on your home of the Kraken.
Listen for over 50 Kraken games on KIHR.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
And it is now 8:32 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. We're happy to have with us now on the phone the Executive Director at the Dalles Arts Center, Ellen Potter, joins us. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
And good to have you with us on the show. And we're going to talk about an exhibit you got starting up next Thursday there. And this is centered around a book, isn't it?
It is. This is kind of a unique exhibit for us. This is based off actually a series of books. There is a combined version of the book that will be available. It's called Curious Animals of the Pacific Northwest. And it is a book about different conservation species that live in our state.
I take it, you know, in reading about this a little bit, that the book itself, it combines some of the artwork that people are going to see at this exhibit along with the written word.
Yes. So the I believe that there are five different artists that are featured in these six different books. They're fairly short little poetry books that are appropriate for youth or adults. They're very beautiful. Each artist has their own unique style, and we will be featuring original pieces and prints from all six of these books.
How did you come across this as an exhibit? Is there a local tie here?
Well, actually, the author herself, Angela Goldsmith, reached out after talking to a couple of galleries in Hood River. They recommended her to the Dalles Art Center.
Okay.
And we are in a process this year of really trying to do some more community outreach and focus on really local artists, just to try to kind of reinvigorate our focus as a hub of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, when Angela reached out, we decided that this would be a really great opportunity to showcase that we don't only represent visual art, for one thing. It is a visual art exhibit, but we also will have this written word, and we'll also be tying it in with the conservation of these species that Angela is an expert in. And she actually has a permaculture lecture that she'll be giving at some point. I believe it's in May. She'll be doing that on May 8th. Yes,
I've got the calendar. I will get to that here in a few minutes when we kind of go through what's going on in conjunction with this exhibit.
Yeah.
But apparently, the book, what I've says here, it has there's really six tales involved in this book that weave together.
Yeah, so I believe it was originally drafted as six separate books, and they've kind of made it into a single volume. But it's different tales of different conservation species. I know there's one, Badger and Coyote. I believe that it's based off of an actual interaction that she has witnessed as a forgive me if I butcher her actual career here, but she works out in nature with the animals here, and so I believe that this is something that she has actually witnessed in her career.
I did see a term in the release I'm not familiar with, chapbook.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Chapbooks. That's something that was new to me too. That is the way that she has published her books. Mm-hmm. So it's these short little poetry books. I believe she self-published with them, and that is, from my understanding, that is the term used for that.
All right,
for that method.
Just hadn't heard of that particularly. So, what sort of work are we going to see? You mentioned five different artists are involved in this. What sort of mediums? Is it going to be a variety of them?
There is a variety. I believe that there's some watercolor, some oil painting, I believe. The artwork has not come in yet, so I've only seen images of it. So it's I'm looking forward to seeing all of the originals as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have an oil painting plein air program from one of the instructors, or from one of the artists. So I know that there's some oil painting, there's some watercolors definitely in there, and just different types of painting is what this exhibit's going to feature.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be opening on Thursday the 17th, next Thursday, and as you usually do with an exhibit like this, you're going to have an opening reception.
Yes, we are. That reception is going to be on Thursday the 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. This one is sponsored by Wines on Second, which is just down the street from us. We do have sponsorship for our exhibits this year, which is amazing because it's just creating more partnership with the community.
Mm-hmm. So the reception 5 to 7:30, that's a free event. You're also going to have an artist talk on the following week on Thursday the 24th. I think you're involving a number of the artists who participated in putting this book and exhibit together.
Yes, yeah. There will be a panel of the artists. I'm not sure of the exact number that is going to be attending quite yet, but Angela will be there as well. And those artist talks are really fun experience. I get up there, I do a short little interview with just some of the most popular questions that we've received in the last week of the exhibit. And then we open up the question and answer section to the floor. So all of the audience can ask questions of each individual artist, of the author, about how this exhibit came to be, their personal histories with art. It's just a really interesting way to learn a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And along with the artist talk, then that Thursday, it looks like, and also Friday as well, you've got a couple classes, one of which is involving plein air painting, which I assume was done in some instances for this book.
I am assuming so. Yeah. I am assuming so. But this plein air experience, yeah, in particular, is going to be in the gardens at the Art Center, and we actually only have two spots left.
Oh, really?
Because it is a limited seating event. It's a very affordable program. It's only $35. Jeanette and Quinn, who are two of the artists featured in these books, will be doing it together. The participants join them, paint in the gardens, learn some of their special techniques, and then they have a little review session at the end right before they hop into this artist talk.
Seem to recall the annual event for plein air in this area is coming up, I want to say, in the next, I thought I saw the next little while. I think it's out at Maryhill, if I remember right. But, this event is pretty popular around here, even though painting when the wind blows, I think, would be very difficult.
Yeah, I'm always curious to learn more about their techniques, because it is very popular in this area. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some of the most incredible views, in my opinion, in the country.
Well, sure. Yeah.
So there's just so many places for people to do it, and and we've got some pretty great weather, other than the wind, of course. So we've had a lot of interest in plein air, and I'm glad to finally be able to provide some of that programming. I'm hoping to do more of it in the future.
Mm-hmm. And then actually the next afternoon on Friday, on the 25th at 2:00, you actually have another class, and this is about painting birds specifically.
Yeah, which is... It's just a very interesting program. She's going to bring different photos of different birds for reference and just teach her techniques in painting birds, which is kind of her specialty. So, and this is Susie Kipman that is teaching this class. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of interest in this as well. And I think it's just a really cool opportunity to learn how to paint another creature. If you don't feel like you quite understand the mechanics of it, she gets into that, and I think it'll be a really fun one.
And now the other thing we wanted to mention was something that you were alluding to here a few minutes ago, and this really gets back specifically to this exhibit. You're going to have Angela Goldsmith here and May the 8th, and it's going to be a lecture on our lives through the lens of permaculture principles, and this is what I was saving up here for. What is permaculture?
Well, I am hoping to learn that as well. That is something that I am very interested in. It's something that Angela specializes in, and she'll be doing this lecture on permaculture. I believe it's on, from my understanding, it's... I don't want to say renewable resources, but I believe that it's on living kind of in one with our environment and our natural resources here, and how to utilize those without damaging our ecosystem. It's kind of my understanding of it, but I am no expert on it by any means, obviously. So I'm looking forward to attending that lecture.
I will throw an eye. I looked up the definition for it, and it's apparently it's a design philosophy that uses nature-inspired practices to create sustainable communities and environments, emphasizing working with nature instead of against it.
Yeah, much, much better put than the way I said it.
Well, yeah, I just haven't. It's a different phrase for, frankly, something I've heard of. I just never have heard it. Just really put down to a phrase.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this is going to be at 6:00 in the evening on May the 8th. This is a $5 ticketed event, like the artist talk is. which leads us to asking about how people can get tickets or sign up for these classes. And again, the plein air painting one sounds like it's filling up pretty quick.
It is filling up. You can get tickets on our website at thedallasartcenter.org. We also have, obviously, tickets for all of our programming on there, and we've got lots of cool programs coming up. We do try to do, this year we're trying to do a lot of programming related to our exhibit so that you can see the art, learn a little bit about it, and work with it. But we also always have all sorts of other programming. We've got a felting class coming up. We have a combined event on May 17th with the North Wasco County Parks and Rec Department. We'll be doing a public art installation up at Cirrhosis Park. It's called Rock Snake, and it kicks off with an event where anybody can come paint some rocks. We're building this basically a see-how-long-we-can-get-it snake that's going to wind around the park over the summer that the community can continue to add to. And we're just doing a lot of fun things this year.
Now, the exhibit, Curious Animals, is going to be, again, opening on the 17th of April next week. Again, that opening reception, 5 to 7:30. Going to be up till May 24th, I see. And so for those who are not familiar, at the Dalles Arts Center on 220 East 4th in the Dalles, what are your hours right now?
We are open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right, so everybody can stop by and check out this exhibit, again, when it opens up next Thursday, the 17th of April, the open night reception, and then, of course, again, open through May the 24th. And again, it's the Dalles Arts Center, 220 East 4th in the Dalles. And, Elena, I assume the DallasArtsCenter.org is where people can go to check out anything we talked about and more.
Absolutely. Yep, we've got all the info there.
Ellen, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ellen Potter, the Dalles Arts Center Executive Director. It's 8:45 in the morning. We'll come back and talk about a couple things after this.
There's still time to save with Cascade Farm and Outdoors' latest mailer. Find it online or pick up a copy in store. Get your yard and garden ready and save on real wood cedar raised beds. Jumbo 6-packs of annuals and veggies are 2 for $7. Plus, save big on Scott's bagged bark mulch and grass seed. They're both on sale now. Don't miss out on the big store-wide savings going on now through April 15th at Cascade Farm and Outdoor. Northwest, homegrown, honest values.
At Hawks Ridge Assisted Living, we care about our people. Hawks Ridge offers a safe, happy living environment, daily fitness, physical therapy, healthy dining, socialization, and life enrichment programs all in a beautiful setting. Is it time to consider assisted living for a loved one? Schedule an in-person visit with us or at HawksRidgeAssistedLiving.com and learn how assisted living can be safer and offer more socialization and quality of life than living at home. Hawks Ridge, the gorgeous premier assisted living option in Hood River.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
During spring, weather conditions can make protecting our vital crops very difficult. Be listening for the Bi-Coastal Media Columbia Gorge Fruit Growers Frost Reports every evening with meteorologist Jeff Lindsley on KIHR and KCGB. It's vital information for growers, gardeners, and hobbyists. Brought to you by Duckwall Fruit, Chad Munzer Repair, Diamond Fruit, Umpqua Bank, Hood River Supply, Orchard View Farms, Carson Propane, and Mount Adams Fruit.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the Gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road, on the Heights in Hood River.
It is 8:47 in the morning. If you're like me and you're a golf fan, the Masters Tournament has gotten underway, and that is always of interest to those of us who follow that sort of thing. And the leader right now at 9 is Aaron Rye, A-R-A-I. I'm not quite sure where he's from. I think I've vaguely heard of him. But yes, he's 4 under after 9 holes, so he's gotten off to a hot start. Scotty Scheffler's at 2 under right now. He's played five holes. And let's see, we got some others here. Bernard Langer, old name, playing his last Masters, actually, 1-under through 10. Freddie Couples is 1-under through 9. He is ageless. He just keeps playing well in this tournament. Jordan Spieth is 1-under very early on through four holes right now. Let's see, who else can we mention here of interest to people? Again, a lot of them haven't teed off yet. Let's see. I thought I saw Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson's at 1-over right now through 6. Justin Thomas, 1-over through 5. Tony Finau, 1-over through 5. Again, we're very early, and there are a lot of folks who have not yet gotten on the course. You know, there's losing streaks, and there's losing streaks. There's a school. It's in Teaneck, New Jersey. College baseball, very small college baseball, it appears. Yeshiva University, it's a modern Orthodox Jewish school. They went into Tuesday having lost 99 games in a row. It's over. It's hard to lose 99 baseball games in a row, by the way, because you usually can stumble into a few. Everybody hits it hard, but right at people, things like that. They beat their New York City neighbors, Lehman College, in the opener of a doubleheader the other day at Farley Dickinson University. 9-5 was the final. The story did not include the second game, which would be interesting because Lehman apparently has now lost 43 in a row. So they've been trending in the wrong direction as well. Now, they're not close to the losingest college baseball team, though, in history. Caltech in Pasadena, made somewhat famous by the Big Bang Theory, dropped 228 straight games over the course of what was listed as a decade. So clearly they're not playing as many games as most college baseball teams do. But from 2003 to 2013, Caltech and Pasadena lost 228 straight games. Now the win by the Maccabees the other day, as Yeshiva is known as, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm not doing well with my Hebrew or my Yiddish studies right now. The Maccabees are 1-18 with their first win since February 27th of 2022. So congratulations to them to snap a 99-game losing streak. Almost hit the triple digits. The schools went into the game, Lehman and Yeshiva, at a combined losing streak of 141 consecutive games. Oh, my goodness. So if you think your team is struggling, yeah, you know, it can be a lot worse. 99 in a row. Wow. That's a lot of losses to roll up. I've been around teams that have felt like they had lost 99 in a row, but they weren't close to that. During our Park Rose High School in Mount Hood Conference football years ago, they got up to, in football, this takes about a decade or so in high school football. They had reached like 72 straight league losses in a row at one point. It was difficult to deal with that at the high school level. I mean, it's part of what finally led to what we do now, which is allow teams to move up and down classifications, moving down specifically to avoid these kind of losing streaks. I remember that very vividly. Hood River Valley was in that league at the time. Well, it is 8:52 in the morning. We'll come back and tell you about a few things going on in the area and what we got coming up tomorrow right after this.
I am Christine Douglas. I work here in patient services at Skyline Health. My main job is registration and answering any questions our patients have. I know when people are here, they're here because they're in pain and they need help. At Skyline, we treat every patient as an individual. I'm here to serve because these are my people, my friends, my kids, and my neighbors. I'm reminded every day of how lucky I am to work in such a close, caring, and beautiful community. I am Skyline.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks, you know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
Hey y'all, it's Country Radio's Michelle Rodriguez here, and if there's one thing country music fans understand, it's distractions. Good ones are Sunday brunch with friends, line dancing to the latest country tunes, or spilling the tea with your bestie. Those keep your soul singing. But the bad kind, distractions while driving, those are making our roads a dangerous place. Over 3,000 folks a year don't make it home because someone couldn't put their phone away. You can be distracted by a lot of things while driving, adjusting the radio, putting on makeup, or drinking your morning coffee. But the most common distraction these days is using a cell phone, texting, talking, or scrolling social media. Bad distractions come with a cost. And while there are many ways you can use your phone while driving, it's not long before you can cause a crash, get a ticket, veer off the road, or kill someone else. Keep your eyes on the road, your focus on driving, and hands off your phone. Put the phone away or pay. Stay safe out there, y'all. Paid for by NHTSA.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on the Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, and News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital.
And it is now 8:54 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today in our area. This weekend, white salmon and binge, and I know a lot of you like yard sales. Well, apparently they've got one going for you in white salmon and binge. And Friday through Sunday, community-wide sales going on. And I believe their map is available now. And I see on the Mount Adams Chamber and Visitor Center Facebook page. So you can go check that out. They've got a map that lists the hours where each sale is going to be open, whether it's something involving a business or whether it is a personal sale at a home. But it's got a chart of and a map of where all these sales are, and you can check them out. The community-wide yard sales and business sidewalk sales coming up beginning tomorrow through the weekend over in White Salmon and Bingen. Also, over here, a lot of you like to go to craft shows. Well, the Blossom Festival Craft Show that annually takes place at the Hood River County Fairgrounds. 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday. You can go up there and check out handcrafted items by a lot of good folks. Parkdale Volunteer Fire Department, the Casino Night Fundraiser, Saturday, Parkdale Fire Station. I don't have ticket information on this, but I can tell you they've got dinner, bingo, blackjack, Texas Hold'em, cash, and Venmo will be accepted. Doors and dinner open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6. Casino tables open at 6:30. It is, of course, a 21 and over event, and they help a lot of different things in our community. In the Hood River Valley. So you can help out the Parkdale Volunteer Fire Department this weekend and have some fun as well. Also, Derek Hughes, stand-up magician. Tickets are on sale for this. Proceeds benefit the Hood River County Education Foundation. And it's going to be Saturday evening, 7 o'clock, Hood River Middle School Auditorium. I was kind of trying to check out maybe where we are in tickets here. And anyway, tickets are available. I can't read the map that well as far as the seating chart, what's taken and what's not. But go to hrcef.org and check that out. And Mosier Grange Cherry Blossom Buffet, Sunday, 11:30 to 3 at the Grange Hall in Mosier. $15 for adults, $5 for ages 6 to 12, and children under 6. Well, good news. They are free. And this helps, of course, with the various projects that the Mosier Grange is involved in. So you can go out and enjoy that. Looking into next week, real quick, Food Hero Volunteer Training. That's the Food Hero program by OSU Extension. They'll be at Fish Food Bank in Hood River, 10 o'clock in the morning Tuesday. You can register by going to beav.es/beafoodhero. And you can sign up for that. The Food Hero program, they go out and they... teach people about, you know, cooking and how they can best use all their food. So again, that is coming up on the 15th of April. Well, we're done. I'm out of time. Tomorrow, we'll talk Clemmagorge Discovery Center. For Cameron Eisenberg, I'm Mark Bailey. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
The Mid-Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bicoastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 888-786-1511. Thanks for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.